All right, here we are tonight, learning Masechet Daf Megillah and Beis with Shlomi Rabinowitz.
Yeah.
Shlomi Rabinowitz is here, and Shimon Obmeister is about to walk in. Here he comes. Three lines from before we get to why.
Yes, stop. Just sit down.
Gecholim that Allah Hashem.
Glowing cold.
What? Sit down.
This
is Chavek. This is Chavek. Sit down. Enjoy yourself.
Yes. Come on, let's go.
The Gecholim calls that Allah Hashem. They're alive. The lechus and they're flickering. Bevarchin alein yimik bracha. Boireim be'oriyish. But nice. Let's say they're withering. They're dimming. Ein bevarchin alein yimina mik bracha. Hechi gam be'loy chashas. What's the translation? Amar Chista. Kol shilu machnas l'sachem kisim. If you put a thorn, a splinter, that's Nun Gimel base, 53. There are 50 Gan. Today we're learning the Gan Eden. If you put a kisim, a thorn inside, and it would, a toothpick, and it would ignite. Yeah. That means that it's alive.
Right.
But with the lekas me'alecha, then you can make a bracha borei me'oriyo esh. Similar, now shaila is the letter. How do you spell it? Is it spelled with an aleph or spelled with an ayin? Oymois tashma demar chista baravdimi etz arazim loy omemuru began elokim. Cedars that do not become dim in the garden of Hashem refers to tzaddikim, and here it says over here. With it says over here with an ayin, so you see what Oymois means. It means with an ayin, not with an aleph. Going back to what do you need to make a bracha borei me'oriyo esh? So the machlekes we have before, you have to actually derive real benefit. So whoever says yes, you have to ramish, put your hands to it, and be able to look at the crumbs in between your nail and your skin. The kama, what's the shear? How much illumination? Amar ula kadesh yakir bein isol lepundyoin. Different type of coins. There are two different type of coins, and you have to be able to differentiate between to see the tsura of the two coins. It's a matter of size. A punyoin and an isser, one is copper and one is silver. An isser is silver, and a punyoin, I believe, is copper, and they are approximately the same size. So it's an issue of being able to detect the metal and being able to take maybe the tsura, the mint. Is there a rash over here? It says over here that exactly the difference between these two coins.
This is ruling as a source for the custom of looking at one's fingernails when the blessing over the flame is made. Distinguishing between the nail and the surrounding flesh is akin to distinguishing between two similar coins.
Right. It's a coin in Tveria. Lemeluzma shel tzi poiri, or two different types of coins. Rav Yehuda bevarach adibay ada deloya. He made a bracha on the debay ada meloya. Which means what? Where's the Rashi over here? Well, let me find the Rashi. Rabbi Yehuda hoy bevarach al or shebeis ad deloya. In other words, over here, he was far away. The Gemara was telling us the fact that Rabbi Yehuda was far away from this fellow. He was a very famous person. He lived in the same town as Rabbi Yehuda, but he lived very, very far away. But he was able to see from the distance, so he was not able to derive benefit, but he was able to see it. To prove to the Mandam that he passed like the Mandam and said that you do not need to actually derive benefit, it's sufficient to be able to see it. But as long as if you were to go there to that person's house, then you would be able to derive benefit, that's sufficient. But you do not need to actually derive benefit. Next, Rav Mvarich Adibay Gurya Bar Chama, which means next door, his next door neighbor. Rav was next door to this person. Rav Lutameh Yama Samach Begyaft Mamish to derive benefit. Abai Mvarich Adibay Baravua, and we don't know what this means. All we know is Abai ben Abracha Adibay Baravua, but we do not know, was he far away? And you do not need to derive benefit, or was he the next door neighbor and you were able to derive benefit? Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ein Machzin Al Ha'or, Kedech Shen Al Sim Al HaMitzvahs. Al HaMitzvahs, you don't have to go search for or like you do, go for mitzvahs. If you don't have a Lulav Nesrix, what do? Go take a hike to go get a Lulav Nesrix. You have tefillin, you go get to work, go find yourself a pair of tefillin. But if you do mitzvah Shabbos, you cannot find fire to make a borei me'oriyo esh, that's it, don't go nowhere. You have no obligation. If you have it, you have it. If you don't have it, you do not have to go do it. Amar Zer Meresh originally, Havim Hazrana, I would go and I would search for fire. Kevin de Shaman al-Lachod Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, you do not need to go to search. Ano nami loy mahadrana, I do not go look for an air. E mikla li mimela mivarichn. If I have it, I have it. I don't have it. Mishach al son eats and Shabbos. So the question over here is, the person eats and he goes away, he leaves the location, does he have to come back? I forgot. I forgot, I left the location where I ate in this shul and go home. Do I have to come back to shul to bench Birchas HaMazon? I forgot, I'll be amazed. You have to return. When we come to your place, we work. Shita, it says, V'shachach t'na'an ma'o. The same word in the field, V'shachach t'na'an ma'o. V'shachach l'hodichach k'ruchach d'b'shamay. B'shamay says that you do have to come back. B'shamay is machmir. He holds you must come back to shul no matter what. Tell you the chiddush, kamashal, we don't pass like b'shamay. Tanya, tami, armul, hamul, lehem, b'shamay, b'shamay, l'divreichem. According to that, you have to return back to the location where you ate mishachach al b'roish abira. V'shachach v'yorar v'loiberich yachs l'roish abira v'yivarech. Is that takashu? You have to go back to the roof? How far does it go? Why not? If you would have forgotten your wallet or your smartphone in someone's attic, would you go back to retrieve the smartphone? You would run to go retrieve. People have gone to the end of the world, take tickets, fly, get on a plane. They would go to go back to go get their smartphone. They forget their smartphones over here. Whatever you do for your phone, you should do for lichvod shemayim loy kol shaken. How much more? So whatever dollar you spend on your phone, how much more? So should you spend on a mitzvah deraisa? There were two students. Chad Ovid b'shogeg b'shamay. He forgot the bench.
He returned.
And he returned like b'shamay. The ashkach arnika d'chav. He found the gold wallet. He was zoycha because he went. He was zoycha. Chad Ovid b'meizit k'beisilul. He be mazed k'beisilul. The achli aryan, he left. You know, it's like b'sil. You don't have to. You don't have to return. He be mazed. He left. He went away. He did not eat. He did not return. And he was eaten by a lion. So he was going there, traveling on a caravan. They went on a tour. Ochal v'ishtal v'ishli. He forgot. He ate. He forgot. V'le bechad nami bracha. Amar hechiyav. What should I go do? I did not bring bracha to the location. I aminu luhu. And shy levarich. If I'll say I forgot the bench, tell the people you went on a cruise to the Caribbeans and you forgot the bench. So tell the ship I forgot the bench. They'll laugh at me. Amrili they say berich nu bless kol hechad mevarches l'rachman mevareches. Wherever you bless, Hashem hears your blessing. People are not religious; they don't understand this. They'll say, "So bless wherever you are. We have to go back." Mutav. So he lied. He said, "I forgot my wallet, my passport." Oh, your passport. They relate to that. How would you feel, sir, if you've got your passport? Would you not want us to go back and get your passport? So they have rachmanis upon me. This appealed to their sense. They went back. Mutav daminu luhu and shai yoyna d'dahav. I forgot my gold yoyna, which I think once means a passport. That was the symbol of the country, not you know the American eagle. I forgot my American eagle. What does that mean, American eagle? I forgot my passport. Mm-hmm. I've got the yoyna. I think I want to show someone that the yoyna means my gold off. It was a symbol. I think that's very important. Amalhu. So they said Amalhu. So he told the people, Andrewly, wait, and shy. I forgot the yoyna the hava. Osli went to Baruch of the Ashkach and the Taka. He found the yoyna the hava. He found Taka. A yoyna the hava. He found his passport. Taka, he didn't realize.
He went back by himself.
Right, he went and he found a miracle. He found Yoyna, the Yoyna to have a Maishna, Yoyna, Maishna, Yoyna, White Apka, the different Yoyna.
What about if you have to take other people back?
What?
Let's say he's traveling on a caravan, Zone. Which is like he's on a bus.
No, so
he can't take the
He told
bus
him to wait,
back.
You know, so it seemed like he told him to wait. Wait for me. Okay, obviously.
So I understand, that maybe is
obviously,
a little bit
we're dealing with a situation where the people really wanted to, they were just to wait for me 10 minutes.
Right.
So that's, I obviously, you know, there's a limit. I don't know the Gedorim, but the people also have to be willing to go along with it. So I guess we told, wait for me 10 minutes. Why did they find the Yoyna's famous Gemara? The Mitili compared. Knesset Yisrael Yoyna, they'll say, Kanfe Yoyna, Benechbe Bekesef, wings of a Yoyna. Covered in silver, the beak of the yoyna is the rakrak chorutz. In rakrak means special gold material. It's rakrak and it's chorutz. I don't know what this means. It's a certain type of material. Oy berachas. What does Rashi Ovia say? Yoyna. I'm sorry. Rashi Ovia. No, there's no. You have a translation of this word.
Which one?
Chorutz. The evroiseho. It's wings.
Wings of a dove coated with silver and her pinions with brilliant gold.
Brilliant gold. What do her pinions mean? What does that mean? Beak?
No.
What does that mean? What's the fancy English word?
Pinions.
What are the pinions? What are the pinions? Ever birak chorutz. Brilliant gold. Okay.
What are pinions? It says an opinion.
Hey Google. Hey Google, tell me a joke.
It's not Google. Go ahead.
Weiter. Mayon einen einen nicht sag weil Mayon einen nicht sollst Ella dich noch fach auf ich soll einen nicht sondern bin bin nicht weiß.
Outer part of a bird's wing.
The outer part of a bird's wing.
The hard part.
The tip. The hard part of the bird's wings. The bone part. The hard part of the bird. Fine.
Oh, the wings. Including the fly feathers.
The fly feathers.
Okay, it is a hard part.
Okay, it's a certain section, the flaps.
Yes, flaps.
Okay, like the wings, yeah, you have the wings, the flaps.
The outer part of a bird's wing, including the flight feathers, independent.
Okay, whatever that is. Maybe it's the flaps, like a plane. There are flaps that come out to slow down the bird, move the plane. Mayon ein nitzel el bechon avich av yisrael ein nitzelin ella b'mitzvais. You only save through mitzvais. Next gemara. Ad emasai, what is the zman, the shiur, that you can still bench? What's the count of? Al kama shiur. Equal, the more the mission is equal. What's equal? Amar Yochanan, because man she not hungry. For Yishlok Hashama, because man she yitzma machmas achiloso. You are thirsty because you have eaten. Your thirst relates to the food is digesting the food. Amar Rav Yema bar Shlami v'lamar Zutrov. Yamar Losam se Rav Yema bar Shiz v'lamar Zutrov. Mi Amar Yishlok Hashachi v'Amar Yishlok Arami Amar Yishlokish. Kama she equal k'de lahalich arba mil. That's what we pass on Cholamaisa. The amount of time is 72 minutes. 18 times 4, 72 minutes. Oh, so therefore, the Gemara over here says, seems to indicate that as long as you're hungry, it's a much shorter time. The other shiurim that we have given, they seem to indicate it's a shorter time.
This one you said is a half an hour?
72 minutes. For 18 times 4.
Oh, by shtia, by drinking.
18 times 4 is 4 mil, and it takes 18 minutes to walk a mil. A mil is 3/4 of a mile. Okay, or I guess so. It was 18 minutes. It's a slow walk.
Slow walk.
It's a slow walk, because it takes an average person today to walk 12. A mile about... 12. No, about 18 minutes, true. It takes me, from my home where I live in 19 to INJ to Chaim Berlin, I looked on Google Maps, it's exactly 1 mile. Bidiyuk. Bidiyuk. From my home, walking from my home to Chaim Berlin, it's exactly Bidiyuk. 1 mile. And it takes me, I've been walking, tell me how many years I'm walking there back and forth every day? It takes me 17, sure. 18 minutes. I do this every single day. It takes 17, 18
forget,
minutes.
As you get older, you slow down.
I go faster. 17, 18 minutes. So that's what it takes me to walk. So that's the more now. And then that's that. What does that mean then? That means that a mil is 3/4.
It's a little bit less.
I don't know. Then it's talking to be 72 minutes. It's going to be less. Halachah l'maaser paskin 72 minutes. What about only liquids? How long can you make a bar in the fast? I tell you, how long can you make a bar in the fast? 30 minutes. Who says this? Rav Pinchas Scheinberg. Right, the Bolacham Yayin, wine comes in the middle. So with the shadow over here is, what is it in the Mishnah? Bolacham Yayin b'sech Hasuda. Bolacham Yayin, I forgot, what was Halo, what is it in the Mishnah? You remind me?
No other wine to use.
Even though you're not here, then they're going v'chul, okay? The next part of the mission is going v'chul, going on, the person walks in. A person walks, the end of the mission says, hey, can you answer amen? Can you answer amen to a blessing of a Jew if you did not hear and make the bracha? So the mission says yes, provided that you know what the bracha is. You know that he's making a bar, right, with the flakes, but if you hear a God, but if you do not know what the bracha is, and you cannot answer amen. Remember, the Yisrael Avagav Deloy Shama Kula Bracha Oineh. V'chi Lo Shama Hechim Rafik, how could you be Yitzay? So, V'chi Lo Shama Hechim Rafik, how could you be Yitzay? Amar Avchi Bar Abad B'shloi Ochal Imohem. So, how could be Yitzay? The word assumes and seems that you want to be Yitzay, you have to hear the bracha. So, but in Chanami,
Gemara at this point presumes that the mission is referring to someone
person
sitting at a meal.
Yoytzei, the birchas hamazon by listening,
right. So
and it's saying you don't even need to listen. All these laws, they raise the flag. You answer amen. You yoytzei birchas hamazon. That's ridiculous. How could you possibly yoytzei when it comes to being yoytzei shemeya ka'ainid? There has to be a shemeya.
Mm-hmm.
So how could you just say answer amen? You did not eat with them. You just sing there in the community. Now they're making brachas. Can you answer amen? So by Chazor Sashatz, there in the Alexandria Shalom Mitzrayim, when they were answering with the wave of the flag, in the Chanami, you're not being Yoytze with the Chazan. Because if you would be with the Chazan, then you would have to mamashir the Chazan make the bracha. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Mechavu, B'shaloy Ochal Imohim. I'm Alei, Rav Lechia Berei. Rav Lechia Berei, my son, Chatoif Uvodich, grab it. Grab and bless. What does he mean? Begin. Lev chenam rav rav funu l'rab b'rei rav zav chadur v'baruch lememra. In other words, try to be the one. Always try to negotiate. That you should be the one who leads the benching. Try to negotiate with the rabbi. I want to be the one who benches.
It's always better. Yeah.
Lememra d'mevarch adif. Mi man, really the one who makes the brachas bad and the one who ends amen. Adarabba, let someone else bench you, it's amen. What's the pshat? You affirm, or I otoy, because baruch, you only have two things. Baruch ato Hashem, Hashem's name Melech, Hashem's name in Malchus. Amen, there are three concepts. Kel, Melech, Nemon. Hashem's name, Malchus, and Emuna. He had three concepts in answering amen. Amalir ben Nahoroi, Hashemayim Kainu. You are correct. I swear by heaven that you are correct, that you should taka not be the one. You should better. No. Hashemayim Kainu. No. And even as Rashi learned, Hashemayim Kainu, Teleshrei Gol Yorin, Yoridin Mutagim Muchamba, the Giborim Yoridin Menasma. Prove that you're correct. The one who answers amen is better. Because in the Mulchama, you have the privates, the Gol Yorin, these are the privates. Ois Dalit on the side of the Gemara says, Be'erech Gil Yor, Kaz Rav HaMoysef HaAruch, Perish B'losh N'yoyni, Misharsim, Shal Anche HaMulchama Ayin Sham. It means the ordinary soldiers. The ordinary soldiers, they initiate the battle. They start the battle. Mm-hmm. Who goes in for the kill? The Giborim. Mm-hmm. So a bracha is a battle. So the one who makes the brach is like an ordinary soldier, and the one who answers amen are the giborim. They're going to be the generals, the lieutenants, the colonels, all the fancy people. Teleshrei gil yorin yordin miskarin bin milchama. They initiate the battle. The giborim yordin minatzchan. They finish off. So the one who makes amen is better. So the kash over here is so David. How can you go tell his told his children you be the one who makes the bracha? Tanoihi. Indeed, this the machlekes tanoim. Tanya, it's a proof. What's the here? I show you the machlekes tanoim. What's the brisa? They're both the same. They should be Elosha Maharin. They really according to the both examples of Elosha Maharin. They're both equal, and the one who makes the bracha first, he gets rewarded in this world first. Then the Maher to give him reward before they give the reward to the one who answers. The question is, do you want your reward now or do you want to save it for later? It's an incredible thing, and that's a merit of art because that's Takas Pshat. Amen. Kel, hear Hashem what I'm saying? Kel Melech Neman. The one who says Amen expresses the principle of Neman. Emuna means to wait.
Emuna.
The Gemara says El Hashem Maharin. They swift Limavarech to reward the one who makes the blessing. Yoyser Min Ha'in Amen. Ultimately, they will both receive reward. But the one who makes the brach gets reward first. The one who ends amen will get reward, but he will not get reward first. He'll get reward later on in life.
Right.
Why? I'm telling you the time. Because the one who says amen, he's expressed the theme of emuna. Emuna means good things come to those who wait. Shail over here is there interest? Does the person who waits, because he waited, will he get interest? The answer is, of course he does. Of course. Hashem pays interest. Yis Hashem panav elecha. Hashem shows favoritism. So it has to be that he's going to get paid also for the waiting. That's the chilek. The answer, amen, is a muna, bracha. There is no expression of muna. The one that says it, the one who says it, should be the one who carries it out. Ru'im ha'davar l'mish amram. Vaita boy minei yoshlom mirav al mamav lanos amin achachar tinoika shel beis rabban. Children, kinlach. You go into cheder, you pass, you hear them making brachas. Baruch ata. The answer, amen, these brachas. They don't know what they're doing, these kids. Amalei echad akol. Acher akol and amen chutz mitinoika shel beis rabban except for the tinoika shel beis rabban. Harel said to l'slamin as mikudon doing l'slamin as fin. Someone said that every shul is like that today. People, they're just mindless, daven, so they don't even know what they're doing. So everyone today is begeder, a tinek, shabbat shabbat shabbat, there's no need to answer amen. Vahani mila b'deloi idin miftarai, where they're not talking about being maftir, they're saying maftir. Avol b'din miftarai, oinin, haftar, a child, l'chatril, can get maftir, can always get maftir. You get maftir, but when they make maftir, then you have to answer amen. Why is that going to be different? Rashi says, k'sh'oim ha-maftarah, I guess why? Because I guess that's they're serious. then they're not practicing. Then it's the real deal. Otherwise, when they're in Chedir and they're saying the brachas, they're learning. Next, talk about in Shemin Ma'akim Vesa Bracha. Then that means Ra'ash Shemin Shal Yugim L'Havi B'Sav Asuda L'Losuchas Asachar Suda Asayadayim Ma'achar Ma'im Ma'achroinim L'Havir Es HaZumasan Ma'akim Vesa Bracha Sh'Oso L'Zamid Ad Sh'Yuva. You're not allowed to recite Zimun until they bring the Shemen. They first bring the Maim Achroinim, then they bring Shemen. The Chilin Rashi Vayi, the Chilin Shemaake Berachas Kol Dava Haba Bekinua Chasuda Shemutu Leachol. Also, what does it mean over here? You're allowed to eat more. You're allowed to eat more. That's the point over here. The point over here is that we know Halacha L'Maisa today that once he's a Havlan Nevarich by a Suda, if he's Havlan, let's bench. What happens? You are no longer allowed to eat. Once you make a declaration, it's time to bench. If you're the Balabais, if you're only a guest, then you're not in charge. But if you're the Balabais and you make that statement, Havlon, bring us Havlon. What does that mean? Havlon, let's bless. No longer are you allowed to eat. If you decide now to eat more food, you have to make another bracha. In a place where they have Mayim Achroinim and they have Shemen, and they deny you bring out the Shemen, even though they've given you the Mayim Achroinim, you can eat more food, and you do not need to make a bracha, because the meal is not over until you clean your hands with Shemen. Shemen is a bracha, to the Ziloi, Rabbi Ziyue. Okay, it was Ziyue, Oimer, Einavakav, it's not Makav, in other words, it's too late. Once you're ready, they bring my Macharoinim, that's it, too little, too late. Now you are not allowed to eat more food unless you make a blessing. Rav Acha, Oimer, Shemen, Toiv, Makav, it depends on the quality of the oil. If you have the good stuff, Shemen, the good stuff, then it's Makav. You have the Shvacha stuff, I'll skip it, then it's already done. Once by Machrayim, I'm not interested in this type of oil. You're already ready to bench, and it's too late, and you have to make a bracha one anymore. Rabbi Zuhumai Oimer, look at these funny names over there. Zilai, Ziyue,
Rabbi Acha,
Zuhamoy, Oimer, Keshem, Shemizuam, Pasal Avoida.
Someone who smells. The
halacha. They got the idea, they got that fame. They became recorded in the Sechna Brachas.
Rabbi Zuhumai, because he said something about Zuhum.
Rabbi Zuhumai, Oimer, Keshem, Shemizuam, Pasal Avoida, an animal that smells. If the animal did not put on the odorant today, then the animal cannot be a carbon on the mizbeach. An animal, that doesn't mean a kohen that smells. A kohen that smells can do the avodah. If the animal smells, It says the mizum going on the animal, not going on the person.
What does it say then?
It doesn't say that the kohen not smelling. It says kashem.
Hands with an offensive odor are
animals, or animals, right?
What does it say, animal?
Animal. We read it. Kashem shem mizuham, pasul avodah.
One with an offensive odor.
A person, okay, I made a mistake. A person that's an offensive odor. So in other words, it is makif. I don't know these people. I know Mastis Yadan. This is the famous word. Elu Mayim Rishonim. The Yisem Kidoishim Elu Mayim Acharonim. Ki Kodoish Oni. Okay, the word Oni. Ze Shemen. Okay, Shemen and Yashem and the Zubracha. So therefore, three things. Mayim Rishonim, Mayim Achronim, and Yashem. You know the famous Chasid Shavart? Shem, you're going to love this part. Don't forget this part. Ve'yisem kidoyishim elu mayim rishonim. The mother who goes to the mikvah before she conceives. Before there's a biyat, a conception to make a baby. And ve'yisem kidoyishim elu mayim achronim. That baby is born. Fast forward 120 years, the person dies. They take him, they put him in the mikvah for the tahara, before they bury him. Ki kodosh, the mayim rishonim. What's the mayim rishonim? When the mother goes to mikvah before she conceives.
Which is a good thing.
Fine. Mayim kidoshim, the mayim achroinim.
Yeah.
What's the mayim achroinim? End of his life when he's dead.
Good. Right.
The tahara.
Good. Right. So what are you saying? That whoever.
Mayim rishonim, mayim achroinim, ki kodosh ze shemen, toiv shem. Mishemen Toiv. This refers to the hesped. And we say Shem is a code word. They eulogize that we're here to give this fellow Kovod Acharon. Toiv Shem, Mishemen Toiv. Keser Shem Toiv, Oil Al Gabehem. Ani Hashem Lokechem. This is life. You have fulfilled the purpose. This is what Hashem wants from you. Hashem wants for you. There should be Kedusha from the beginning of life to the end of life. From the Mayim Nishem of the mother goes to Mikvah until the Mayim Acharim when the person dies. And the tafkid is that they should say about him, the Shemen, Toiv, Shem, Yishemen, Toiv. This is Ki Ani Hashem Lokechem. This is the tafkid I command you. This is what you're supposed to do in your life. You like that, Vart?
Yeah. Okay.
Haj nalach elu dvarim, haj nalach elu dvarim, haj nalach elu dvarim, haroya.
A discussion of why we make a blessing when we watch the Tilav Zidayim, but do not do so.
For my machroinim.
Why don't we make a bracha for my machroinim?
My machroinim, because today we use utensil. Well, first of all, who says you don't? Who says you don't?
Who's the what?
Who says you don't? Who says you don't? Because today there's no. Why do we have? There are many reasons why we have my machroinim. One, because milk stymus.
Right.
There's no milk stymus anymore. Number two is because.
But then when we had milk stymus, we made a bracha?
Yes, it could be. If I'm not mistaken, there are people who hold that you do. Today there's no milk stymus. Number two is because today we wear utensils. Do you ever see women in Mashal Machorinim? Do you ever see women? Why not? Why are women different privileged characters? You never see a woman do Machorinim?
They don't take off the rings.
That's not the why. So it's still the rings? Because women eat with utensils. Only men are slobs, eat with your hands. So women, the only reason why you have to wash is because your hands get dirty from the food. A woman. Adequate. They do not eat with their hands, so they do not need to ever wash our machorinim. Men are pigs. Men are pigs. They eat with their hands when no one's
watching. No
one is watching. Well, you eat with utensils? Never. I even eat soup with my hands.
Okay.
Weiter. Haroya makom shnasu by nisim lishol and mabarach shasu nisim lavasin by makom hazeh. Okay, you go to the yam. Go to there's a rebbe who went recently to the place. No one knows where it is. But the place where Nisim Lashos Lishol Rashi was the Kegoyin. Rashi says Kegoyin Hanochdu Tamil Kamon Malveres Ma'abres Hayam. The place where the Jewish people crossed the Yamsuf. Today, do we know that where there is? No way. No one knows they were crossed Yamsuf. The place of Hayarden, the Nachle Arnon, where the miracle took place, where the mountains came and crushed. The enemy and blood spilled, the miraculous survival. If you see a makam shana asim to lishol, you make the bracha shasnis malsinim a makam azeh. Makam shenekra mimenu akum, a place where an akum was removed, a place where a guy was removed. What does that mean exactly? On the side of the Gemara, it says, I don't know, Avodah Zara, defus, shenekra mimenu Avodah Zara. Okay, over here you change the girsa. Instead of saying makam shenekra mimenu akum means a guy. But a place where once upon a time there used to be a church, and now they took away the idol. If you have in a city, you have a getchka, a Buddhist temple. Maybe they're a place there. You know, the Taliban, they destroyed some of these very ancient ISIS. ISIS destroyed some very ancient idols. These are real idols, things that people bow down to. They destroyed it. If you go there now to Afghanistan or to Syria, wherever they went and they destroyed these idols, that place, you can make the bracha. It's a makom shenekra. Mimenu avoy de zara. You make a bracha. Oyve baruch sheakar avoy de zara me'aretzenu. Only in Eretz Yisrael. Only in Eretz Yisrael.
There's a mechlek is when it says. Is this just shortening what's really happening? He says to say baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech
haolam. No, always. Whatever the Gemara says.
Or does it mean baruch sheasanisim? You don't say baruch.
No, you do say no. Beferish all over the Gemara when it says baruch atah means baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam. I can't believe it's a mechlek.
The Ravad maintains according to the Beis Yosef Bichasaria. Do not require a mention of God's
Melchalam.
Name.
Okay, it's Chish. Chish, okay, here? Because Derech Klal is very, very common. The Gemara never says, Hashem Elokeinu Melech, it's always short. Baruch Atah, and it's always assumed to be Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Vaita, Al Ame Artsenu, which only means in Eretz Yisrael, a place where there was Avodah Zarah Vaita. Al Hazikin, Azikin V'al HaZois. These are hard words to translate. The Gemara is going to talk about this. The Al Ra'am is an earthquake, a Ra'am. Okay, the Gemara is going to explain. Leaf of the Gemara, Ve'al strong winds. It's the Al HaBarakim, lightning. I'm a Baruch, Shekoichoi Ugivurasoi, Mole Oilam. Al HaHarim, mighty mountains, Ve'al HaGavois and hills. Mount Rushmore, Ve'al HaYamim, or Mount Everest, Ve'al HaYamim on seas, Ve'al HaNahorais, rivers, Ve'al HaMidboros and deserts. I'm a Baruch, I say, it's a Bachloikis, I say. Maaseb oise maaseb bereishis. Missing a word in the Gemara. Oise beis sarmachede maaseb v'cheinu berosh v'tur oise maaseb bereishis. Creation. Rav Yehuda oimer haroyes hayam hagadol. What's the yam hagadol? Is that the Mediterranean?
Or is that
the Atlantic and the Pacific? What's the yam hagadol? Pasha means the Mediterranean. Mediterranean is called the yam hagadol. Oimer baruch sh'oseh sayam hagadol b'zman sh'royo liprokim Only when you see the caves, where every single day you fly every Monday and Thursday back to Eretz Yisrael on business, then you don't say Al Ha Gisham and Rain Vi Al Ha Besur.
Do you make a bracha when you see the Mediterranean?
No, I don't. No one does anymore today. Why not? Why not? Because there's a whole discussion. Why don't we do it? How come no one does it today anymore?
Maybe it's called not
we don't. Broken. We don't. Today we're not into making brachas. We don't make brachas on fruit, on the Reich Toiv and Shemen Toiv. And we don't make brachas on buying new Shechianus. The B'nai Torah shy away from making all of these blessings. They don't make these blessings. They don't on the yam and on the shachyanus and on fruit. They don't make brachas. Why not? It's not so simple. It's not so clear. Why not? Next, the al. What?
It's all part of the suda, no?
Suda.
Nobody's eating here.
No, what do you want? Doesn't even you're doing the suda. Doesn't do the suda. Even if you smell a fruit, reach toiv baperet. Let's say you smell fruit. You make a bracha when you have an estrix. Ah, delicious estrix. Do you make a bracha?
No.
Baruch atah Hashem kedem b'lecholam asher nosan reyach toiv v'peres. Do you ever still make that bracha before your life?
No,
never.
No, estrix is not extremely...
Why not? You can.
Doesn't extremely smell great?
Why? But the Chazal says if you smell an estrix, okay, you make a bracha. No one does it today.
As an example?
What?
Estrix, yeah. As an example?
Yeah, even in the chizr, even mitzvah of the hadith, then you're even allowed to go make on the estrix, which you use for your mitzvah. You can make a bracha on that one also. But you've never seen someone do this. Why not? Not so clear why. We don't have an appreciation. Pashas, because we today do not have we're not wowed. We don't have an appreciation for these things because of the modern world. Also, by fruit, is because Mishnah Balamis and Midrash, Nitla Tam HaPeres. Fruits today are only a fraction of what they once were at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Memela, there's no real Reach, there's no real Tam. Memela, Megabracha. When it comes to the Yam, you see it on television. So you see on the line, you see it's no big. It doesn't make an impression upon us. So we don't go so far to make a bracha. There has to be an element of emotion. It appears in these brachas. That's why Bisman said we don't have. We're desensitized to these zachin, so we don't make a bracha. And a new suit. It's not a big simcha for most people to go get a new suit. So therefore we don't do. Bisman sherei be'elabak al gushaman geshem vi al habesaris tayvos ame baruch hatoyv. V'hametiv al b'service rois ame baruch dayan ho'emes bane bayis chadash v'kane kelim chadashim ame baruch shachyene v'kimani v'gino l'zman hazeh. You make a bracha on a new Megillah Esther. Make a Megillah Esther. Why not? And it's a kelim chadashim. Right. Next, b'varich al hara me'ein al ha'toiva. You make a bracha al hara. What does that mean? The Gemara is going slow with this. It means that even though right now you make a dayan ho'emes. Even though right now this bad news, you know, will lead to good news. It will lead to that this tragedy will. You know, you see the future. Is chacham haroya es hanoilad. It's going to lead to you making a killing, a fortune. Or let's say you still make a dino MS. Let's say it's good news, but you know this good news is not so good because this good news is going to lead to bad news. You still make a bracha. The state of Israel when they established it in 1940, what was that? Good news or bad news? Well, it's very complicated because you know what it meant? You know what it meant when they announced the United Nations is going to be the state of Israel? It meant a lot of people are going to die. There was a declaration of an instant declaration of war by the Arab nations, and it was the fight in the war of independence. And you know people died? You know how many Kurbanas? So was it good news or bad news? You read the history, they were sitting there because it wasn't a happy event. Today, they glorify
even the creation of the state of Israel is controversial.
Right, so I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about even from their perspective.
Yeah.
Was it really so good? They weren't so happy. It meant a declaration of war by the goyim. You look into the moment right now. You don't look at the future right now. It's good. You make a bracha. You don't look into the future. If it's bad, you make a bracha. You don't look into the future. What's going to come from this? The atzek l'shavah person is mispalel. Lisha Avar, Harezo Tilashav. In other words, person was which we must give an example. The Mishnah gives an example. Yitzchayshishem Muberes is an example. Person why was Muberes? I mean, says he wrote on Shetelid Ishti Zohar.
Too late.
Too late. It is what it is.
But doesn't that depend on how pregnant she is?
After 40 days.
Okay.
After 40 days, it's already been determined. Harezo Tilashav. Hayu Babadecha V'Shama Kol Tzavach and here Sriano Beir. I mean, he wrote on Shalot Tehei B'Sech Beis. So selfish. Isn't it a selfish statement? Should not be, maybe this should be by a goy. Maybe it should not be by a yid, it should be by a goy. Based the whole klai was one bias, by a goyim. Harezo tulashav, it is what it is. Hanichnas lekrach, mispal shtaim, achas bi chilisasa, achas bi tziyasa, benazo emir, arba, four brachas. Shtayim bichnisasa, the shtayim yitziyasa. What do we mean? What are the two? It means that you got. He explains. Noisein hoida al shavar v'tzayk al asid. When you come into the city, you have to give two brachas. One bracha is to thank Hashem that I made it here, and now help me survive. I'm in a new city. Who knows what they're going to do to me in this new city? Who knows what I'm going to find over here? And when you leave, you thank Hashem. I get out of here in peace. And halavai vaita, wherever I'm, my destination should be in peace. Chayiv adon l'varach al ruach Hashem shorach al ha'toyva shenemar. How do you know this? We had this before. If you have to ace Hashem
l'techa. In the Rambam, when you're leaving, you say the bracha before you're leaving. A bracha that a tefillah that he leaves safely. That's Rashi. And the Rambam says, like you said, that the leaving is a thanksgiving.
Hoida that I survived these people here, and now halavai vaita. When you leave yeshiva, you graduate yeshiva. Every student yeshiva should give a bracha that he survived the jungle. Should make a bracha by the graduation. Everyone should get up. They make a brachos hoida that I survived this. Tei yeshiva, the goal is they shouldn't damage you. Vaita. Chayiv adam levarich al ra. Shalom aleichem le rabbeinu.
Oh, I just chayiv levarich al ra. Time.
Geshem shnachal tov. First, make a bracha al ra. Geshem shnachal tov. Shnema v'yahaf to eis shem lokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol levavcha b'shtei. Said levavcha to loshon ram. Libcha doesn't say lokecha v'chol levavcha b'shtei. Two of your desires, the yetzer toy, the yetzer hora, chol nafshcha. I feel the nitlas nafshecha. You have to love Hashem, even if it's going to lead to death, to die al kiddush Hashem. Bechol miyodech, all of your money, bechol miyodecha, davaracha, bechol miyodecha, bechol midu midu shata moed lucha. That's what we want. That's the makar. We want to know the halacha. Hayinu di merach alerok, Hashem shach latoiva. Hashem delivers sometimes good news, sometimes bad news. Bechol miyodecha, every midu that Hashem gives a person, he has to give thanks. Vayta lo yekel adam as roishu kenegin shara mizruch shu b'chu kenegin beis koshak adam as roishu. Not be of lightheadedness when it comes to shara nikinar. The Shah Mizrach, the Shah Nikna, the eastern gate of the Beis HaMikdash, because you're standing right opposite the Kodesh HaKodashim, v'lo yikonis l'har bayis b'melachloi, don't walk in with your staff, uve min olo, your shoes, uve pun dosoi, and with your wallet, uve avak shal raglov,
money belt.
That's the pun dos, that's your money belt, uve avak shal raglov. I guarantee if Chazal were alive today, they would say, with your smartphone. They would add that into
the
tomorrow.
They mentioned the Daf Yomi, some mentioned that.
Velo yasenu kapandaria, do not make it into a shortcut. Or a kiko, don't spit. There are no spittoons on the Har HaBayis.
In shuls, they used to be.
They have in shuls spittoons. There's a Mikdash Ma'at.
Bronzeville.
Mikdash Ma'at. But not, it's a haki, you do that in Mikdash Ma'at. How can you have a spittoon in the Beis HaKnesset? Not so poshut. Because in the Har HaBayis, you don't have a spittoon. It says beferish. So therefore, how can you have in the Beis HaKnesset? When they, how did you answer? How are you choisim the bracha in the Beis HaMikdash? How you oimim ad ha'oilam? The nusach was on the side of the Gemara. He elaborates, tells you. Baruch atah Hashem. How do you say min ha'olam? Baruch how you oimim min ha'olam, min ha'olam, not ad ha'olam. Baruch atah Hashem. How look at Rashi. Rashi over here says kol chayim baruch Hashem min ha'olam ad ha'olam. Rashi. The Masech Tainis. Aminan. Ein oinin amin b'mikdash. Hamivorich oimer b'sef kol baruch baruch atah Hashem elokei Yisrael. Here, min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. That's why he changed the gear. So not ad ha'olam, but min ha'olam. When the one who makes the bracha, when you come to the end of the bracha, so it's Baruch Atah Hashem mivorech hashanim. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem mivorech hashanim. You say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Yisrael min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam.
To me, it's Hashem lasad lava.
In the Beis HaMikdash, yes.
Continue.
Not lost lover. Right now, the Beis HaMikdash will be built today, tomorrow. Mr. Mashiach is coming.
Yeah,
baruch,
that's what I'm saying.
Hados, baruch, then you min olam ve'olam baruch choyin hados. Okay, that's the nus over here. Oisamach, another letter.
What's interesting is, but the first three brachas, the last three brachas, you don't choisim with that.
There's nusach.
It's only the brachas.
All the brachas.
So why does he give an example?
Let's see. Why only? I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know.
You should have started with Morgan Avram.
Yeah, you're right. Very good. You. With the agir shem b'shnayis min oilam v'sorchel limchayik tevas ad. Take out the word ad. With the agir shem shlovin v'sorchel limchayik tevas min. Okay, fine. Whatever. Baruch hanadas v'chein ha'okulam v'ha'oinin oimim. What is the answer? Baruch shem kvod malchuso li'olam v'ed. V'alfin olam mikra the tefilas Ezra v'si'asai. Ezra was misakin this takana. V'ashmin and hacha the b'mikdash rishon lo hayu oimim ella baruch atah Hashem elokei Yisrael min ha'olam. In the Bayis Rishon, they did not, the end of Baruch Shem Kor Malchusol, the Oil and Lord, was done by Ezra. But in the Bayis Rishon, wait, let's see, let's go back to the Mishnah. Let's go back to the Mishnah. I'm making a mistake. Lo Yechlu, V'lo Yazg, Kol Chayis Me Baruch Shem Me Lushay, I mean, they would say Min Oilam. Okay, let's go back. Mishnah Kilkul Hatzadoikim. When the Tzedoikim, they were Mekalkel, and they said, Ein Oilam Elazeh, so they said, Min Ha'oilam, which world? So they began to plant.
It says Minim.
Okay, I have different gears, so Minim, fine. Mishulku Ha'minim,
that's right. The Tzedek came much, much later. The Tamir of Atignais.
Okay.
Bises and Tzedek.
So we changed the gears to the Minim, Mishulku Ha'minim.
He pointed it out at the Magad Shir.
Excellent. He's the real deal. I'm make believe over here. I didn't hear anything. So he said, but they said Minha. They said there's only one world. Only one world. They began to put doubts in people's minds. So they were misakein. The armu ain oilam elechad hiskinu sheyu oimrim. That's what Rashi over here means. Then the bayis rishon. They only said min oilam. Along came the tachachamim, and they were misakein that they should say min ha'oilam the ad ha'oilam. This world and the next world. There are two worlds. Good. Okay. So we got it.
Yeah.
So every bracha, he made a merging point of Shol Zev, is that how come Rashi gave an example?
What second? When were they
misakin? Bayis Rishon. In the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Rishon, they only said Min. They only said Min Olam. But late Ezra came of Visi Osoy. Ezra and his colleagues,
right.
Which means the Anshe Kines Agdelu Misakin, not to say just Min Ha'olam, because of the Minim, which are trying to confuse the people and say there's only one world, there's only one Olam, and they, he was Misakin, they say, Min Ha'olam, the Ad Ha'olam.
What do you see
then
in Rashi?
Elam,
Baruch
HaTashim, Ad. Look at the Rashi, V'Ha'olam, those who answer, Oim Baruch, Baruch Shem, Gemalchus, Sol, Yolam, Wed. V'Afil Olam, Mikra. The Tfilas, we learn from a Pasuk, the Tfilas, Ezra, Visiyasa. We learn from a Pasuk, he's not telling the Pasuk, V'Ashwin, Ha'cha, the Moravis, telling us, the Bemikdash Rishon, the Bayis Rishon, Lo Ha'yu, Oim, Ela, Baruch HaShem, Elokei, Shol, Ad min ha'olam. Take the word ad. Baruch Ad Hashem min ha'olam.
Right.
They did not say min ha'olam ad ha'olam.
Right.
The one that was misakein ad ha'olam min ha'olam ad ha'olam was Ezra v'Siyasa. Shimon, why are you falling asleep? Shimon, wake up.
And remember, we learned a while back, Mina means the belief.
Talmidei Yeshua Noitri. Min is me. Talmidei Yeshua Noitri. It's very shrach to say that because he wasn't around the time of.
It's
a drush. It's a nayzach to say
because he was in the time of Zman by Sheni.
It's a new zach to say that the mean means apikarsim. It doesn't necessarily mean
exactly.
Christians, the early Christians. It means
apikarsim. But Rashi learns like that. It's interesting.
Christians? Rashi talked about the Christians.
No, he mentions Nazarene.
Okay, Yeshu whatever.
Lived in the time.
We don't know. It's not so
them,
far.
The second base
of Mikdash. The term Nitrim is a naya term. It's a more modern term. The kind of the Gemara. Time of the Gemara,
because he was from Netzeres.
The concept of Nitzrim, the modern terminology came after the Gemara, so
right,
it's hard to say
exactly.
The word min. It means this.
Well,
maybe
so
it does.
Whose gersa was that? So remember, we learned that Rashi says what does mean.
I don't know.
Remember?
I don't remember.
He was censored.
At
Rashi, I think.
Yeah, okay, Vaita. Let's go Vaita. Right. Next halacha over here. Next vaita. They were Messiah, and they used to say Shalom Aleichem. Why? Shalom is Hashem's name.
Mamash Hashem's name.
Shalom is Hashem's name.
Yeah, but that's not what he says here.
That's what it means.
V'shem, no, literally Hashem's
name. Okay.
Boyaz.
Okay, fine. Do not despise your mother because she's old. Did not despise her.
It means
what's the raya?
Yeah.
What is this pasuk? The Gemara is going to say, what is the Gemara over here mean? The altavos. Rashi over explains. Lima medivrei zikne umoscha, from the elders of your nation.
Right.
Do what they did.
Like Boaz and Gideon.
If they did it, so if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for us. Don't challenge tradition. The Gemara mafarish my the Gemara is going to explain in depth what's the Omer. The Gemara is going to explain to the Gemara then. The Omer. another pasuk. This was a necessary halach, even though that's the Shem Hashem is the Vechom Ad Moed. It's the Aseres Adibris. Lo Sisa Eshem Hashem Elokecha Lashav. Don't take Hashem's name in vain. So how then can Chazal be misakin that you greet your friend the Shem Hashem? You're bordering upon an Isra, a severe Isra okay. Deraisa. It was necessary for the times. Mm-hmm. People were forgetting about Hashem. In order to awaken people, to make them aware, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, don't forget, they were misakin that you should greet your friend by Hashem's name. Mm-hmm. You also should be makin that a person is B'Tselem Elokim. The value of the human being went down. There was a great Yeridas Hadoros. People did not value life. They did not value a human being. In order to shemachshav, you greet your friend by Hashem's name to recognize that a person is a chelik me'elokim himal. A person is created in the tzelem elokim. The omer eis lasos laHashem heferu torasecha. They annulled your Torah, the aseres adibros.
That's the reason why it was permitted. Yeah.
Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi says, "Eferu torasecha mishum." He says, "Exil b'zach."
What is he adding?
The Gemara is going to explain. Eferu torasecha. He's really coming just to come to explain. He's taking the pasuk,
yeah,
and he's coming to explain. It says in the pasuk, "Eis la'asos la'Hashem eferu torasecha." What does that pasuk mean? Rabbi Nosson explained the pshat in the pasuk. Read the pasuk backwards. Extremely common. We learn Tanakh, we learn Nevi'im, you always have to read it backwards. Hey, Pharaoh is Sarasecha. They annulled it, they made a halacha, which appears to violate halacha. Why Mishum Eis Las Lashem? Now, Menoh Hanimili, back to the Bible, was how do you know the halacha? We're going back over here on the first halacha of the Mishnah. Haroyim Mokim Shnas, the Baines, Om Rav Yochanan, the Makro, Vayom Yisra, Boruch Hashem, Asher Tzil Eschem. So, therefore, Yisra made a bracha. The Mor is making a drasha. Boruch Hashem. Yisro came to the Midbar, and he saw Klal Yisrael. He saw the Mokom when he came to the Midbar. He passed over the Yam. He saw the place of Kriyas Yamsuf. He saw the dead Egyptians. He saw the Mokom Shnaso Nesli Yisrael. And when he reached Klal Yisrael in the desert, he made a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Sha'asa Nes La'amo Yisrael. He made the bracha. That's how you know the halacha. Anisa Derabim Bivarchinan, but Anisa Diocheloi Bivarchinan.
How do you know that that's a Jewish custom?
What? What do you mean a Jewish custom? Yisro was a ger. He became a ger.
Yisra,
yeah, Pasha says the Gemara assumes that it's
all
drasha.
Let's assume
now, for the sake of simplicity, he was already a ger, and Baruch Hashem, it was a bracha b'shem malchus. What was the bracha? He saw the mokim shenasu by nes li Yisrael. Vaita, the Gemara makes a diak. It's mashma mokim shenasu by nesim li Yisrael. For a rabbin, for a klal Yisrael, but a yachid, right, an individual, you don't make a bracha. The Gemara makes a dik over here is anis rabbin bevarchin anis yachid lo bevichidan. Frag the Gemara vaha, but ma'is shachoyo you make vaha. Ahu gavro the havka ozlo be'ever yamin of never place. Nafal le arye, a lion attacked him. It's avile nisa, miracle occurred. The is till he was saved me nay. Also kamei derava amvulam like kol emas dematis lasu. Whenever you go back to that location, baruch make the bracha. Baruch shasali. Neis b'makom hazeh. By Yosef, we find Yosef when he went back to bury his father. What Chazal, the Medrash says, he took a detour to the pit and he made the bracha. Sha'asali neis b'makom hazeh. Va'borek
ein b'mayim, mayim ein boy.
Oh, that was the brothers were afraid about that,
yeah,
but he made the bracha. Mar braided the Rabbi Noah because of b'pikta the arvos. B'pikta the arvos, the name of a place.
Valley, no,
it
means the valley.
Valley of arvos. He was thirsty. It's avalei neis b'makom hazeh. Every lay ena the maya. A well miraculously appeared. The ishtein, he drank water, and the soon zimna achad. Another time, mochav kozel biras toka. The mechusa, what's ras toka be mechusa?
The marketplace of
mechusa. The mark of mechusa. Like gamla. The mark gamla camel paritza. A vilda camel fell on him.
What does it mean? The market fell.
It says the gamel fell upon him. The market.
You're ready for
the gamla paritza. Isparko lay. Isparkale Ashisa.
A wall.
A wall opened up.
Through the camel. The camel.
Where the camel pushed him. Right. Like the miracle of Rashi's mother. Right? You know that story?
Yes.
Rashi's mother, the wall
you
came in.
You can still
in.
See supposedly it. Supposedly say that you could still see the.
Hey, what? Oh, what?
I have to ask. I'm
no
going
one
for
knows
Shabbos.
It's true now.
No, she has a photograph.
These are legends. Rashi's mother. There's a legend. There's
no,
a legend.
No, there's a picture. There's a photograph.
Gracious. I read up on this once. There's a legend that Rashi's mother was pregnant with Rashi, and she was walking, she was in a market somewhere, and there was a wagon coming, and she would have been crushed to death. And a miracle happened, and the wall where she was standing miraculously was pushed in. And she was able to put, like, you know, on the train stations, when the train, they have those things that you go in where the worker is supposed to stand everywhere you go on the trains.
Till today, there's an oppression of a human being.
Yeah, but no, one, it's what not likely.
France?
Yeah, what? Yes. Yeah.
You're it's going to France?
Vita, let's go Vita.
I've yet to see him.
Let's go Vita. This is the story. Rashi, if this really happened to Rashi's mother, don't you think Rashi here would make a comment on this?
No, not necessarily.
Rashi, look at Rashi. Ispiroko le ashisa, noflo choymas bayish, shahoye samuchloi, the wall collapsed, v'nichnas l'secha bayis v'nei ha-gomol. Okay, it's a little more dramatic here. Okay, the whole bayis collapsed, the whole wall collapsed, he was able to hide himself because of the camel. Ispiroko le ashisa, o legavo, kimota le'arvois, oh, now here's the very important halacha, I'll tell you a murder gavar, when he came to Arvois, look at this, I'm telling you now. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of miracles. This fellow was subject to multiple miracles.
Okay, three is the third one.
When he came to Arvois, baruch shasalines ba'arvois, uve gomol, and the gomol, two miracles. There were two miracles that happened to him. He had two miracles, this guy. In Arovois and Agamol, he had two miracles, this fellow. Right? Mar Bred Ravino, have a cause of the pixel gum gum by pixel the Arovois, the Sakhali Mayan resources, the Savali Misa of Levi Aina, the Maya of Ishla, the Suzim Nachada, water. Okay, the second one of the risk of the Mukhus of Le Gamma, there was two more. One was the water. The pixel that Arovois was the valley of Arovois, he was thirsty. Yeah. Thirsty. And the second miracle was with the Gamla. So when he came to Arovois, he says, When he came, now what happened in Arovois? The well. But he made once he made the bracha for one miracle, he mentioned the other miracle as well.
Oh, I see.
You see, baruch shoslinez baravos uvigamol.
Why did he mention the city?
That's the halacha. That's the, whatever. This I don't know why.
Baravos
and the gamol. Kimasal liristika. When he came with the mechuza, when he came to the risk of the market of mechuza, baruch shoslinez baravos uvaravos.
Oh, I see. What you're
so what's the kasha? Even when it comes to yachid, even a yachid, you do it. Amri, the answer is Anisa the Rabim Kulyama Machaive Lvruche. No, when the Mishnah says the Rabim means everyone, Gans Klal Yisrael. Gans Klal Yisrael is looking like a when you come to even see it.
No, it's a miracle that happened to
the Klal Yisrael.
Exactly.
Right. So everyone is high. Look what it says here. The Anisa Ram the Kulyama. Even a Yachid did but Anisa the Yachid. Iu Chaive Lvruche, but no one else. Oh. That's the answer. Right. So therefore, the mission, when it says over here that you come to a place where a nes was done for Klal Yisrael, means everyone, the Gans Klal Yisrael, even a Yochid. Even if you didn't see it, today, if you go there, if you can find out where these places are, you can go to the place of Kriyas Yamsuf. What?
An
yes.
Ancestor.
No, only the Klal. No, you
the
cannot.
The Mefarshim say, some say if a grandson passes by a place where a milk is
Shem Malchus?
No, I'm not Shem Malchus, but he also makes the bracha.
You can't say Shem Malchus. Now this is the very this. We have to go by that. So I'll tell you one void that is kedai to this void that is by Chanukah. Why do you say Mosur? Why do you say when you light the Chanukah candles? What do you say Mosur?
You talk about the
status. You go through all the miracles. You go through all the miracles. You go through Bavel. You go through. It's Chanukah. Right. Chanukah's Yevanim, Yevanim. Okay. It's a lie. So why do you have to go mention Purim and you mention Bavel and you mention Mitzrayim? Who's asking you? Just it's Chanukah today.
Okay.
Don't mix up the holidays. So the end. This daf Gemara. Remember this daf Nun Dalin and Brachos Samad Aleph is the answer to the why you say Mosur. Because once Klal Yisrael has one miracle, you mechuyev now to be masker all the miracles.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the word? Chanukah. You come to the Zman of Chanukah, the Nes of Chanukah. Just like what it says of Ba'arovos, he would say Ba'arovos with a Gomel.
Right.
When he came to the Gomel Ba'arovos. When you come to Chanukah,
right.
You mask the Nes of Chanukah, you have to mask all the Nisim.
We do the same this Pesach as well. You mentioned
excellent.
All
exactly. Pids mask all the Nisim. Gevaldik. That's part of these. So you have Purmos Asher Haini. You have different piyutim, which are masking all the miracles, because that's the din of a Nes. When you come to Mokum Chosli Nes, you have to mask all the Nisim, even the things are not in that location. Vaita. Tanabanan. Also, so this is about Yochid, is that like, okay, talk about people's sensitivities, the whole Shiloh, about the state of Israel. There are people, they make a bracha, they say hallo.
Sit a little lower.
they say hallo. There are poskim that say that there might be very legitimate grounds for the people who experienced it. but the next generation is not muchle. They had that part of that halacha. If for them they saw the nisim, it was a nes and a chanam yimchuyev. But that's only for That's only for them. The next generation, there's like a private nes. What's the gather of the nes? If it's a public nes, a ganz klal yisrael, then it says you snake the bird shall this.
Yeah.
If it's a private nes, then it's a different gather. Okay, so you have to dan. This is part of the sugya. This come over here is part of that sugya. Turn on.
Okay.
Hayam. Person sees the this going back to Korea. You find no one knows what this is today. Today there are books.
Oh, I was just about to say that.
There are books on this. There's a
Do
lot
we know
of studies.
Geographically, yeah.
No one knows. No one can prove.
There's
you
some of the. Yeah.
No one can prove definitively.
He knows exactly.
Oh, come on. No.
He has video.
No one can prove. He can't prove the Tchelas. He can't prove this.
Vaita.
Hodoye ma'abros hayom, ma'abros hayardin, ma'abros nachle arnoin, where they put nachle avne el govish, these massive stones that fell down from the sky. Which miracle was that in time of Gibbon?
Yeshua.
Bimbard Beis Charon, in the location of the another place, the Mord Beis Charon. What happened over there? Rashi says, "Bimei Yoshua, the massive stones in the time of Yoshua, that location, the Avne, the Evan, Shabikesh, Lizrak, Oig Melech Abashan Ali." So you know what that is? The stone that they used to know. There was a stone that he wanted from Klal Yisrael. The Evan, Shiyoshav Elov Moshe. Shabishasha, also Yeshua B'chav Amalek. The Isha Shalait. If you see the stone, the salt,
the
Choymas Yerichai, Shenivla B'mekayma Al Kulan Tzarch Shidin Choydav V'Shevach L'Vnei Amakam Bishlam Ma'avaris Shal Hayam.
Today we don't know.
We don't know any of these are. They're all gone. It says they went by Yabasha, so therefore it's like it was a miracle. Is it a miracle or not? So that's Mamash a miracle. So what's the next word? Hochein v'chol yishol. It's part of the pasuk. B'soch hayarden hochein.
Therefore,
b'soch hayarden hochein. They were stationed there. V'chol yishol oivim b'charav. Then dry land. Ad asher tamakol goy the nation lavoris hayarden. Ella ma'abros nachle arnon minolon. How do you know a miracle happened over there? Who says a miracle happened over there? The sev alkein ye omer b'sev milchamos Hashem es vohev b'sufa. And then when we say Joshua, Tana, Ezvoy Besufa, what's the Maisa Shvoy Besufa? Rashi brings it down the Pasik, and the Pasik there, and it was a Matai, Samase, and Mat. No, it's a Pinchas, where is it? I forgot the
Pasik.
No, whatever it is. Shnei Mitzvah, this Maisa over there was where the enemy was lying in ambush, waiting for the Jewish people to pass. They were going to kill them. Miracle happened, that Kalash Baruch, we crushed the enemy. The mountains miraculously, they closed, and the enemy was in the middle, and they were crushed to death, and their blood flowed down. They saw the miracle.
And these
next.
Two people saw because they were at the chutz l'machna.
Shnei mitzvim hayu. The most of mitzvim hayu. The havi mahalchim mitzvim machna yisrael. Kiavik kolfa yisrael. When they passed, asu amoroi. When they passed, asu amoroi. The amoroi, the enemy, the nation of amoroi. Avdei lohem nikiroisa. They made caves, okay, and v'toshu b'chol, they hid in them. Amr, they said, ki chalfe Yisrael, hacha nikat linun, when the Jewish will pass through this valley, we will kill them. They went and hid out in caves. V'lo havayade, the or havimaske, come out of the oron, made in this flat in the earth. Come to Yisrael. And it would smooth out the mountains for them. When the Aron came, the mountains came together, and these people that were hiding in between the mountains in these caves were crushed to death. And their blood flowed lenachle Aronoin ki osu. And when these two mitzvahim that were traveling in the back, they saw es vohev. Akiyosu S Vohev. That's the name. Their names were S and Vohev.
No, Hev. Vov is the
Vohev. I'm gonna say Hev. S and Hev. That's their names. Chazu Dama, the Nafdi Mitzrayim. They were traveling behind because they're now going to Machne, and they saw the blood. These two people's name was S and Hev. Chazu Dama, the Konafki Mibnei Turei. Also, the Amu Lulu, the Israeli told Jewish people, the Amu Shua may say, Shua Mirsev, Asher, the Eshed Hanicholim, the waterfall of Mount of the hills.
By the way, you were right. The Masai, this is Pashas. I remember now.
The Eshed means the waterfall, a waterfall, Niagara Falls. The Eshed Hanicholim of the valley. This is a waterfall of blood. This is not a waterfall of water. This was a waterfall of blood. The Eshed Hanicholim Asher Nata, which Hashem Nata, Hashem Nata means Hashem caused the tilt. Hashem caused the mountain to tilt. To connect l'sheves tor, l'sheves means towards the resting place of Or. V'nishan l'gvul Moav. Now Or is the name of a city, and Moav is the name of a city, and these two mountains were on the opposite sides of the boundary. The boundary was in between these two cliffs. There were two cliffs. In between the cliff was international airspace. Okay, and one cliff, you have two cliffs. Okay, right here, two cliffs. This cliff is Or. This cliff is Arnon. Right. And in between the two cliffs, international water, international airspace. And what happened? The enemy went in between these two boundaries of these two cities. And they were waiting for the Jewish people to pass. They had some vantage point. It's not really clear exactly where we'll see. And but the Arnon was coming, it caused the two mountains to close. And when it closed, they were crushed. And S and Hay were traveling from behind. And when they crushed, the blood of these people flowed down the mountain into the water, into a waterfall, and they saw the miracle.
So I understand, if they were in the back, I thought this happened before Klal Yisrael came. So what do you mean they were in the rear?
I don't know the whole geography. You have to see a map, you have to see, I don't even know anyone really understands. We have to find that
and
exactly.
And we have to understand
the whole
Machne Dan also was Chutzla Machne.
Oh, but they were Chutzla Machne was the Ma'asef L'chol HaMachneis. But they were Machne.
No, they were outside the cloud, by the way. Machne Dan. It does say.
They were not outside.
I think they were outside the cloud.
I don't know, okay. But the point is, he also asked, "Vehev chazu dama dechanafkum miminay v'toytoyav." Also, v'amul liyishol v'amul shiu al anelsev yeshan nacholim. The waterfall nacholim asher notol l'shem.
What does that shit mean?
A waterfall.
Oh, waterfall.
A waterfall of blood. Mm-hmm. It's not a waterfall of water. It's a bloodfall. In this context, normally the word esher means a waterfall. In this context, it means a blood flow. Av nacholim asher notol l'shem esar v'nishan l'gvulmoyav. Not the sheves are.
But how much blood could come down from two people?
A lot of people, not two people, the whole army.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right.
There were two witnesses. Venishal Levulmoyov, Avne. Next. So therefore, that's what's in the pasuk over there.
Okay.
And these two cities, they combine.
Yep.
Next, Al Avne El Gavish. What are the Avne El Gavish? What kind of word is that? The El Gavish. You have a translation for us in article. Article.
Yeah,
Google.
Interesting. Rashi doesn't
Google
say.
Tell us what does it mean? What
is the base churim?
El Gavish, the stones of
El Gavish.
It's a place? It's a place? Or,
what's
what's the translation?
I want
a precise translation of the word
There's
El Gavish.
No, it's not translated.
Okay, good.
El Gavish is homiletically rendered as a contraction of Al Gavish.
Al Gavish, on behalf of a man. Who's the man? Yoshua. Yoshua is the man. Amai Avne El Gavish, Tana Avonim Shamdu Al Gavish. Who is this man? Vyodu Al Gavish. Amdu, what does it mean? Amdu Al Gavish? Zemoshe. These were the stones from when? From Barad. Right?
Yeah.
These were the Barad stones. They were suspended in Shemayim.
Right.
Barad, Adam Moshe, Dachsev, or Ish Moshe, Onam Yoid. Dachsev, Vayechel du Akolos, Vahabarad, Vimotel, Nitach Arts. In Egypt,
right.
He was Mespalel, and the stones, the hailstones, were suspended in the sky.
Right.
Yardu Al Gavish, Ze Yahishua. Yeshua's getting the sins of the Kachelas, Yeshua, Binun. Ish Asharuach Boy will say he benoisim name in Israel, Hain Bimurid base Choroin, when they were on the descent on the way down on the highway of called Choroin, the Hashem Hishlich Alem Avonim Gedolis.
It's a Pella. Why in this positive Zephyr Gedolis? Why does it say Barad?
The Barad.
It was Barad.
Barad, good question. I don't know the answer. By the way, what about the Koilos? When did the Koilos come down? Gidon, there were two things that were suspended in the air. There were the Koilos and the Barad.
That's
the Barad,
what it says, Koilos also.
The Barad came down
Rashi
in time of
bring
Yeshua,
that
and
the
Koilos came down many, many years later in time of Gidon.
By the way, it says Barad, but yeah. There's still, it's not all of the,
okay, whatever.
It
okay.
Says none of the hail came down. Lots of love.
More is going to come down.
Right.
It ain't over yet.
Yeah.
It ain't over yet. Vaita.
No, it's prophecy. Even
Shabike Shayim HaKabash L'Zrak Al Yisrael Gemara Gemula. Tradition. Tradition, nothing more than tradition, that there's a stone.
Right.
He said, what is the size of Machne Yisrael? It's approximately 8 miles by 8 miles, 12 miles, 8 miles. Havi Tlas Parsa, it's three parsa. A parsa is 4 mil. So 4, 8, 12. 12 mil is about 8-9 miles. By 8-9 miles, Ezel Igovi Akar Tuabar Tulasa Parasa, he lived up a mountain the size of Brooklyn. He picked up a mountain. Could you imagine? He picked up Brooklyn. How did Brooklyn get over here? The Ashte Alayu, and he threw this mountain upon. He wanted to. The Iktalinu, and he was killed. In other words, what happened? He said, "Let me go. Take this." He said this.
Let me throw it and kill them.
Ozal Okar Tura by Klosa Paris. The Icy Elevation, he put on his head. Okay, the Icy Kutcher Bruchu, Ale, Kamse, Grasshoppers, Vinagvua, Ants, Vinagvua, and these, they made a hole in the center of this massive. Vinachis Mitzavrin, and it cleverly fell over his neck. It was choking him.
When you say over the neck, you mean
over the head. He was holding on his head.
Oh, I see.
And the center came out and it came over his head.
I got it.
So it came over, recovered his neck. He wanted to remove it. He was trying to get rid of it. So Moshe Shine, but his teeth miraculously grew long and locked the stone in place not to move it.
Lashed in.
Moshe Shine l'haigisa. Goy Matzil l'mishlofa. Pahindach Siv. Shine reshohim shibarto. Uch Rabbi Shimon Lokesh. Dam Rabbi Shimon Lokesh. Maitel Shine shohim shibarto. Al tikri shibarto. You're broken.
This
is the Rosha. Rosha. Mohu Oymer. Moa v'ris l'zos l'chem. L'chem l'eloi. Gesundheit. Afata hake yeshinov. Why shine rishom shibarta? Al tikri shibarta ella. Al tikri shibarta ella shiravta.
Extension.
The teeth extended
over again. Hake is not loshen hakor to hit.
Hake means weaken, to dull. A lot of perushim.
Right.
Moshe kamahava. Moshe kamahava. Moshe was anamis. Shokel nagra. Shokel nagra took a narga bar esamis. He took a stick. Tenamis, Shavar Esh Amni, jumped Tenamis. So he jumped 30 Amis tall. And what did he do? And he banged on his ankle. So you have 30 Amis. That's six stories. Okay, six story building. He jumped Moshe Rabbeinu, and then that was only the ankle of Melech HaBashan. The Evan, next to Evan Yeshua Lom Moshe Rabbeinu, the Sinti Pasik. The Yad Vidim Moshe Kavedim, Vagichu Evan Yisu Vitachla, Vagishu Alof. Vishaloit, Shnemar, Vatabed, Isha Achle, Vatinitzev Melach.
I'm not here for Shabbos.
We did a whole daf tonight.
No, but still. Where are we going to start on Sunday?
Up to date, no matter what. Start fresh. Wherever the daf is on Sunday, we'll start from Sunday. Whatever we do with Shimon, we're going to catch up. But wherever we don't catch up, we'll start on Sunday on the daf.
Mm-hmm.